You all right? My name's Paul, I've got autism, and I make random videos based on my version of autism and the way my head works, and I stick them on the internet in case you fancy giving them a watch. I hope you're all doing all right. I'm not doing all right, I'll be honest. I think it's because, you know, like today, the 22nd of April, as I put this video up, you know, was my unofficial last day of work. I'm actually in till the 29th, but I've got that week off on holiday, on leave. So I've got no more work. And as much as I'm proud of myself for sticking up for my mental well-being, and I really am, you know, proud of that, because it's something I've only ever done once before, you know, and it took a lot to do. But it's a big change, isn't it? It's a big change coming up. I've got no job, no pay packet coming in. So now it's a case of, right, gotta, you know, make sure I really start dialing in with them agencies and consultancies and getting my CV out there. And then I've got to get myself interview ready, whatever that means. And it's weird. Interviews are weird because it's an unnatural environment for something very unnatural. You know, they ask you questions no one's ever going to ask you ever again. You know, can you tell me a time you disagreed with your boss? Yeah. But, you know, let me think for 20 minutes because I'm rubbish at recalling instant memories like that, especially when you've got a memory like mine and you don't remember anything. But what I'm getting at is at the minute, I'm just a bit confused. My head's just a bit chaotic because I've got to get through the storm to reach the other side and find the calm. And I'm just feeling it a bit, but I'm just sharing that with you, just in case you were wondering. Anyway, but what it got me thinking about was the topic I want to talk about, which is why I can't just be myself. You know, if you're autistic, you've heard that before. People will say, if somebody's just found out that you're autistic, they'll be like, oh, don't feel you need to mask around me. You just be yourself. Don't worry about me. Just be yourself. And then you are yourself. And they're like, what are you doing? Stop being so weird. So I've thought of five reasons why Paul can't just be himself. So I just need you to remember that these are from my perspective only. I'm not saying what everybody else does. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm just giving you my opinion, which I'm allowed to. And some of the stuff I might say might sound very offensive, I'm sure. But please understand that I'm just trying to give you my perspective of why I can't be myself. And funnily enough, this is my safe space. You know, I still can't be myself when I do these, but can be a little bit more myself. Like the things I'm going to tell you now, I couldn't sit someone down in front of me and talk to them about this. So I hope you understand. I'm just trying to share to let the inner secrets out of me, I suppose, and why I can't just be myself when somebody says, just be yourself, mate, be fine. So the first reason would be my version of black and white thinking. And what I mean by that is, especially when it comes to humans and the problems that we have, I see us in a very, very, very simplistic way. So, for example, when it comes to conflict or resolution, I only see two types of people. And I've said it before, you know, in parts of the channel, in videos, but there are those who can sit down and talk, and there are those who can't, and they need to fight because they don't have the mental capacity to be able to talk openly, honestly, deal with constructive criticism, try to find a pragmatic solution for stonewall, non-movable items and objects that you strongly oppose, strongly agree with, whatever way you want to look at it. I don't see politics, colours, ages, affairs. I just don't see it. I just say, what's the problem? that person can't listen to that person. All right, then. Well, we found the answer. Because if you have it in you to agree to disagree, great. But there are some people who just don't. And they will go to fight. They will fight. There are people in this world who hate me. You know, more around the Manchester area, people have known in the past, but they hate me. Hate, like with a fierce passion. I know they do. Now I could sit down across a table with them and say, right then, what's the bother? What's the problem? What have I ever done? What have I ever done to you to get that response, to get that emotion, to get that feeling? What have I ever done to upset you that much? And the reason I'd have the confidence to sit down and do that is because I know I have never done anything that severe to any of the people I know who dislike me. I know I've never done anything that bad to warrant that response. This comes from them, comes from their mindset, their thought process, their exaggeration of things that have never happened. And then they would be on the spot to answer me and give me a genuine, truthful response. And whereas some people just don't want to be friends no more, they don't have it in them to just go, do you know what? It's been great for the last 8 years, but I feel I'm a very different person now. I just don't feel we click. And I don't think we'll be hanging around anymore. But, you know, if I see you in the street, I'll always give you a nod, you know, because there's no point in being awkward about it. But I'm just letting you know, I'm just going to, you know, head off this way. You know, that's not painful. That's just, all right, that was someone being very honest with me. But some people can't do that and they create a mess. And there's no need for it. But they go to war, they will instantly try and fight me if I ask them, what have I ever done to offend you? Because they haven't got an answer. And what they won't do is go, oh, well, I think I just made something up and I've had to live, you know, pretend it's real forever because otherwise it makes me look stupid. But what I'm getting at is my very simplistic black and white thinking of things and needing to find a root cause analysis for things is, it just puts people in conflict in only two categories. I don't care what you're fighting over. I care about how you deal with what your issue is. You either sit down, deal with it, find compromise for non-movable situations, or you go to war. You go to fight. And then when it comes to people in general, as in we're just all knocking about, there are three types. I see good people, I see normal people, and I see bad people. And I see that good people only benefit from good people and no one else. Bad people will manipulate and exploit normal people and good people. Normal people will take advantage on occasion of good people. But I've seen good people in real life and they are the most beaten, downtrodden, upset people I've ever come across because they can't benefit unless they meet other good people. And good people are so rare. I'd like to think I'm in the normal category. I'm certainly not a good person, but I know I'm not an evil turd either. But then I only know good people from a distance, so I would never want to exploit them. But I also keep my distance from good people because I don't feel worthy of being in their presence. And I don't want to be someone who would exploit their good nature. But that's how simplistic I think of humans. And that really upsets some people who have grandiose ideas about themselves or think we're worth and we are so much more. Whatever, you have your opinion, but I'm just sharing mine. And me sharing that opinion upsets people. So I can't be myself when it's about people and problems. Because I'll give you a good example. A good example. Ages ago, I had an old mate come to me. And I'll never forget this because he couldn't sort of understand my answer. But he said, you know what, mate? All me and my girlfriend do is argue. And my response was, don't then. He just looked at me and went, what? Well, don't then. If all you and your partner do is argue, don't. You know, and if you think about it, we go back to my conflict people where you can either sit down and talk about it or you go to fight with each other. They're both obviously in the fight category. And it's like, look, one of you either goes in above and beyond and kicks off about something not important, and it's like you feel attacked, so you defend yourself, or someone lets something build up and it becomes something else. Either way, just don't argue. It's like, well, easy for you to say. Yeah, it is. Because it starts somewhere. Don't do it. But then, again, my simplistic thought process of how humans are and how humans act and respond, it just upsets people. But I'm not out there to upset anyone. But I also don't think we're an advanced, difficult conundrum to figure out. So that is one of the reasons I can't be myself. Another reason I can't be myself is empathy. Now, this is going to upset people, and I can't do anything about that. I know in autism, people say that autistic people are not empathetic, but I am. I'm very empathetic. And I'll tell you a good way I am. So if you've ever seen DIY SOS Big Build, if you're from the UK, I get emotional watching that show. Like at the end, the big reveal, when they've done whatever they're doing for people who've fallen on hard times, ended up with an impairment or a disability or really ill health. And then all these builders, contractors, local workers, they all work for free, give up free resource, free time, free tools, and they all graft to give someone a better life. Community spirit. And when the person's there at the end and they're getting the big reveal and they're looking at it and they're crying and they're made up with it, and you can see some of the builders, they're tearing up because these other people are so happy. It's such a genuine, real feeling of humility, humble, that feeling of when you've done something selfless and good for someone. There is still to this day no better feeling than that, when they recognize what you've done and they are so thankful. That I love that feeling. That's why I do like to give to people. It feels nicer than taking. But when I'm watching that, I get tearful. And I like that I get tearful over it, because you know, people say, oh, men shouldn't cry. I am a huge believer in men should cry. Lift the lid, let the steam out, cry. You're allowed. You know, male mental health matters too. So I'm very empathetic when it comes to things like that. But this is where I'm going to upset people. There are areas in life where I have no empathy whatsoever. And they are for people who make their bed and then complain about lying in it. And what I mean by that is, at the minute, well, very recently, I'm just scrolling through the phone, you know, random news things that filter through. And there was a picture of a woman there, and she was kicking off because the council won't give her a bigger council house, and her house is now too small for the size of her family. Oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. I'm not working. I decided to get a council house. I've decided to have more kids, claim more money off the state, and now I expect them to give me a bigger house, and they won't, and now I'm kicking off to a newspaper about it. I don't think so. Absolutely not. Why should you have a bigger house? What have you done? Who are you? Why should anyone care? You chose to have children when you didn't work. You chose to live in a council house. You've chosen to have more kids. So the house was fine at the time. And now you've had more kids. Now you expect the council to give you a bigger house. Why should I care? Why should I be bothered about that? Why should I be interested? I don't know. But I have no empathy for people like that. There's another part in the news, and I'm sorry for going on about this, but it really boils me blood. But there was something else in the news where it was banging on about, and this isn't the bit I'm upset about, you know, oh, this isn't the bit where it winds me up, should I say, but there was a couple, man, woman, neither work, both unemployed, three kids, And she's saying how she has to go to a food bank to get food. She cries every night. They all have to wear like two layers of clothes in the house because they can't afford to heat it anymore. She can't afford to feed her kids. I think, well, get a job. Get a job. Aldi are always hiring. So are McDonald's. Sainsbury's, right now, my local Sainsbury's has got a massive orange banner outside. We're hiring. Apply today. But, you know, if you've got three kids, going to school, they were school age. There's the husband doing nothing. There's the mum doing nothing. You're complaining you haven't got enough money. Get a job. Aldi pay very well. You know, the minimum wage is decent these days. And I know it's not going to never meet inflation. But you can't be I have no empathy for people who have self-created problems and then make out like I'm supposed to help them out. I work. I pay a ridiculous level of tax. I've got a massive mortgage to pay. I can't just freely move to another house because I've decided to change the way I live or, you know, pop out a few more kids. It just winds me up that I have to somehow, for some reason, when I am as strong about it as I am now, when people say, oh, have you seen this? I don't care. What do you mean? Oh, you can't say you don't care. Of course you care. I don't. But then I'm the bad one for not caring. But I know what it's like to be the person at the lowest rung of the lowest ladder. I shouldn't be doing the job I'm doing, but I grafted. I tried. I fought through things. I worked for free to be that person they would prefer to take because they got 2 free weeks out of me. And then it was absolutely on them whether they kicked me out and brought someone better in or I was good enough to earn the wage. I offered free time just to make myself more appealing. I worked a job for 8 years, nearly 10 grand less than the standard, because I wanted to be in a workplace. You know, people would be like, why would you do that? Because I was giving up anything I could to just try and make the bare minimum because I knew I came from nothing and never thought I was worthy of anything. And people do say, well, not everyone's got your fortitude. Not everyone can do what you can do. No, I know they can't, but I also don't see why I should care about that. It's hard for me too. I'm broken. I shake. I've got, you know, I've got sleepless nights. I've got insomnia. I've got bags under my eyes. It broke me doing what I've done to get where I am and do what I do. I can't feel sorry for people who don't try and just moan. The only way to ever change something is to actually do something about it. But people don't want to hear that. And because they don't want to hear that, that's why I can't be myself, because this opinion is very strong and very offensive. But it's honest. I'll take honesty any day of the week. Anyway, before I carry on going on about that, I hope you know what I mean. I'm not just trying to upset anyone. It's just, I find it difficult. Another reason I can't just be myself is stimming. So I didn't know what it was, didn't know it was a thing. People have asked, do I stim, do I not stim? And apparently I do because I'm always playing with something. So I've always got a pen in my hand when I'm doing these, or when I drop the pen, I grab the next nearest thing off the desk. I'm always playing with something. And I play with a pen because it's less attention drawing. For me outside, like a fidget spinner would be no good for me because people would look and go, what are you doing with a fidget spinner? And I need to avoid attention like that. But I do a finger tap. You know, I've done it before where I'll sort of do this and it's just off beat ever so slightly and it just gets faster and faster as a... And I do that outside. And it's kind of like, it's hard to do. So it's distracting my mind from the things that are causing overloads. You know, it's sort of bringing me back down to earth. It's taking the, you know, the lid off the boiling pan. It's just allowing me to simmer again. I just need to come off the boil. But I will also do a drum beat on my legs. I'll just be tapping either side of my legs, doing a drum beat, or I might just let out a noise. So I'll take a deep breath and I'll be doing a drum beat with my mouth, not beatboxing, you know, but just sort of with air, just pushing air out of my lips and closing them. And what I'm getting at is it draws attention because I'm a big dude. And when I start slapping my legs or start making funny noises, it's like I'm on drugs because I'm jittery, I'm looking all over the place, I'm making noise, I'm fidgeting, and it draws attention and it makes other people feel uncomfortable. So I can't release my tension. I can't come off the boil because everything I need to do brings attention and I don't want it. So I can't be myself by doing the things I need to calm down because it bothers other people. That's not good. So I remain heightened. I remain bothered. I get vexed and twitchy too quickly. My temper, my mood is always ready to just explode because I don't have the release because my releases are animated or noisy. So I can't be myself because of that. Really bringing myself down to doing this. sorry about that. That wasn't my intention. Another reason I can't be myself is because I'll give real answers. You know, if I, like, for example, when people say to you, do you fancy coming out on the weekend? I will say, no, I'm all right, but have a good time. Just enjoy yourself. Let me know how you get on. Oh, come on, you never come out. I know, but, you know, I've got stuff on this weekend and, you know, COVID still knocking about and I'm just... The real conversation would go like this. Oh, you're coming out this weekend? No, because it's really boring. What do you mean? You know, I'd give an answer which would cause offence. It would be rude, considered rude by others. You know, like seeing family. Oh, we never see you anymore. Ah, that's because I didn't want to come. That's going to upset people. I remember when, not the company I've just left, but the company before, a director came in to a meeting and they told a quip, a story, which was going to have a morality ending. I've heard it. I've heard the story before. It wasn't funny when I first heard it. It's not funny when they tell it. But when they reached the punchline, like the boss was, ah, and everyone in the room was sort of laughing and looking at each other. You could tell everything was fake laughing. I didn't laugh because it's not funny. And it was like, all right, heard it. I didn't turn my chair in protest. You know, I just sort of sat there and was like, right, you know, what's next? What are we doing? And I got told off for that. It's like, look, just humor them. So I got told off for being me, for giving a real response. Whereas if I'd have done a fake response, less like me, it would have been all right. You know, and I just don't like that. And I don't know. I just don't see why it bothers people so much. And I get it if people don't know you're autistic and you come up with something, you know, are you coming out this weekend? No, because I couldn't think of anything worse. That would be rude. But when people are the ones who are telling you to be yourself and you are, and you give an answer like that, gets you talked about behind your back. So I have to make sure every single response I give to every single question thrown my way is commensurate with the level of understanding that the person asks me. So I have to, like I say, tell the fibs. I'm afraid of COVID. I'm washing my hair. Not that I've got much hair left. The last one is because I'm just offensive. Not to me, but I'm offensive to life. I'm offensive to the normal way of living. My responses upset people. My responses aren't socially acceptable. And that's not fair because I'm never out to upset or offend anyone, but facts are facts. When I was about 17, this girl called Tanya. Oh, I can't say a second name anyway, can I? Blimey. But I always remember her because she used to always wear this purple coat, no matter the weather, and she had weird hair and a funny nose. And I can't say nothing. My nose is funny, I know, but she got her mate to ask me out. And I said, no. And a friend went, why not? I said, I just don't find her attractive. She went back, she told her, she kicked off and got her brother to come and beat me up. He never got his hands on me, but it's like that was honest, but apparently it was really offensive, and you know, people were telling me afterwards that I should have said something else, like that you've already got a girlfriend, or you know, just, you're moving away soon. But I don't see why, because we're allowed types, we're allowed preference. And the fact I don't find her attractive, someone else did. Well, a few people have. She's got a few kids to a few different dads. But I didn't. And I got in trouble for that. I'll tell you something else. Like, if you're... Now, just bear with me on this. If you're in England and you drive and you spend as much time on the motorway as I do, if you see a car in the middle lane going 50 miles an hour on a 70 mile an hour motorway, I see that and in my head I go, I know exactly who's driving. And I drive past, I look, and I've never been wrong. Now, I can't say on here who that person is, but there'll be people watching this who will know exactly who that person is. Now, that's not stereotyping. It's a fact, because why would it always be that person? But if I say who that person is, that is very offensive. You can't say things like that, Paul. But the problem is, it's the truth. It's honest. You know, I've never been wrong in that situation. I'd be very surprised if I was wrong. You know, another thing that'd cause offense is if I'm on a bus and a pregnant woman walked up and she wanted my seat, I'm expected to stand up. But in my head, a bit like going back to the empathy thing, I think, well, why should I move just because, you know, she decided to bump uglies and get up the duff? Why should I be uncomfortable? I've got a bad knee. I've got an absolutely knackered back from an old injury. I need to sit down, but you can't see them. But if I don't move, people look at me like I'm the bad guy. But saying things like that, it is offensive. Of course you should move for pregnant women. Of course you should do this. I can't be myself because I get judged every second of every day because I'm expected to be someone who just slots into society, a bit like a puzzle piece. But I can't even identify with a puzzle piece because autistic people say, don't ever use that. So that's another offence without even being offensive. Now, the only way I can successfully be myself is to be someone else. And that's crap, isn't it? But everything I do or everything I've said, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to upset people. I'm not trying to make you feel simple because I've broke humans down into simple form. I'm not giving real answers, straight to the point answers, because I want to get you annoyed. I do need to stim, but I'm not allowed. This world isn't designed for me, and they're just five simple reasons I can't be myself. But I've been very honest, and I hope you appreciate the honesty rather than, because I know some people just always look for the thing that they want to be upset by, but I know I'm not being offensive, so I'll not apologize for any of it. But I hope it helped. I hope it let you let some cats out the bag. But I hope it made sense. And until next time, thanks for watching and keep smiling.